USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Elvita King, discusses the life and legacy of the civil rights leader on MLK Day.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. answered with the word of God. He said, "I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too difficult a burden to bear. God is love."
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as the country celebrates the memory of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., President Biden on Monday made a speech demanding action on a voting rights bill. The MLK Jr. holiday isn't going smoothly for some folks. Almost 4,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled so far. Snow and ice causing many of the delays on the East Coast. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Earth is expecting a close encounter with a giant asteroid on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building, and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNutt. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years.
Nearly 6 years after Prince died of an overdose, his $156 million estate is being divided equally among his three heirs and a New York music company. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
Before we spend another dime, I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
Fans of the late Betty White are taking part in a challenge to help animal shelters in honor of her birthday. The Betty White Challenge encourages people to donate $5 to local animal shelters today, which would have marked the late actress and comedian's 100th birthday. White was a well-known animal lover and advocate who founded the Betty White Wildlife Fund in 2010. Federal legislation is being drawn up in the aftermath of the recent Bronx fire where 17 people died. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressman Richie Torres are working on a bill that will require heating sensors in federally funded or regulated public housing buildings. The Democratic lawmaker is saying when heat is low, it entices folks to use dangerous space heaters, which caused the January 9th fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.